Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Joey Amalfitano. Batting second, the right fielder, Doug Clemens. Batting third, the left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Billy Cowan. Batting seventh, the catcher, Dick Bertel. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Larry Jackson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Larry Jackson. For the Pittsburgh Pirates, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting second, the center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting third, the right fielder, Manny Mota. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Willie Stargell. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting seventh, the catcher, Orlando McFarlane. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Dick Schofield. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Vern Law. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Vern Law. And now, play ball. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a pop-up towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mota for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel hits a fly ball into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cowan moves to second. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lynch. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Cowan scores. Rogers goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Cubs. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano is 0-for-1 in the game. Amalfitano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch takes first base on ball 4. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, with Jackson covering. It's a double play. 2 outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Orlando McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clemens hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mota. Clemens reaches second base with a double. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Law fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clemens moves to third. Santo moves to second. Tommy Sisk now pitching. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cowan hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Clemens tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 3-0, Cubs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0-for-1 in the game. Bertel hits a fly ball into right field. Mota settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Sisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisk is called out on strikes. 1 out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Bailey reaches second base with a double. Schofield moves to third. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-1 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Verdon for the out. Schofield scores. Bailey moves to third. 2 outs. It's 3-1, Cubs. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota is 0-for-1 in the game. Mota hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rogers hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lynch. Rogers reaches second base with a double. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Score that a fielder's choice. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano is 0 for 2 in the game. Amalfitano hits a fly ball into right field. Mota settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bork now pitching. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Clemens hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 1 in the game. Stargell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bork fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cowan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lynch. Cowan reaches second base with a double. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0 for 2 in the game. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stargell juggles the ball. That's an error on Stargell. Cowan scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Cubs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Orlando McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 0 for 1 in the game. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Schofield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Freese pinch hits for Frank Bork. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Face now pitching. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano is 0 for 3 in the game. Amalfitano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Clemens hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon, who is chasing the ball. Clemens reaches third base with a triple. Amalfitano goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bailey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Verdon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clemens. Verdon reaches second base with a double. Bailey moves to third. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota is 0 for 2 in the game. Mota hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lynch for the out. Bailey scores. Verdon moves to third. Two outs. It's 7-2, Cubs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stargell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cowan strikes out. One out. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0 for 3 in the game. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Rogers hits a pop-up towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers misplays the ball. That's an error on Rogers. Orlando McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 0 for 2 in the game. McFarlane hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Amalfitano fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Don Clendenin pinch hits for Roy Face. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schofield moves to second. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Rogers fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. John Gellner now pitching. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Jackson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Amalfitano hits a line drive towards short. Schofield catches it and throws to first to double up Jackson. Two outs. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Clemens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota is 0-for-3 in the game. Mota hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lynch hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Amalfitano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stargell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-4 in the game. Williams strikes out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Santo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lynch. Santo reaches second base with a double. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Cowan hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Orlando McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 0 for 3 in the game. McFarlane hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Amalfi Tano fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for John Gellner. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schofield moves to third. Don Schwall pinch runs for Smokey Burgess. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Schofield scores. Schwall moves to second. It's 7-3, Cubs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Bailey hits a fly ball into right field. Clemens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 3. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.